Well, good morning. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is being delivered bright and early to your digital front door, and you can take it with you on your morning walk or your drive to the office. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. We've packaged the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Delivery is via your favorite podcast platform. As you listen, you'll hear about our free Dollars and Cents retirement book. It's easy to get a copy, absolutely free. It's a first step in designing a retirement that's exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now. 855-317-2346. And you'll hear that number again throughout the show. Let's also take a moment and share our website. It's dollarsandcentsradio.com. And you can go there anytime and discover more about how we craft a personal retirement lifestyle that fits you. I don't care what you do in life, convenience is a good thing. Being convenient, being accessible, being there when you need somebody to be there with the right answers, with the good answers, with the valid answers for your retirement. Thank you for listening to these podcasts. I hope they bring you a little bit closer to a better retirement and a conversation with Doug Horn. That's what we'd like to see. And that's what we'd like to make happen as you listen to these. And hopefully you get a chance to do that real soon. Here is the elephant in the room. How does the cost of living affect my retirement? Well, obviously, it's got some big time effects. Like an elephant in the room, right? Let's take a few moments and talk about that then on this segment of the Dollars and Cents Radio Show podcast. How does the cost of living affect my retirement? Let's find out. You know, it is not getting any cheaper to live. Ha, ha, ha. I mean, the prices go up and down. That's just the way it goes. When I was a kid, a Corvette was a wildly expensive investment of a whopping $5,000.
That's how much a Corvette costs. Let's go back and get one.
And now those things are selling for $55,000. Those are the early 60s dollars. Of course, we were making as much back then as well. So we don't have to, don't bat an eyelash of spending more than $50,000 on a vehicle, which is really crazy these days. But we do it. But you got to be careful going into retirement. You know, you want to live your life like you want to live your life. Okay, we're stuck on that. And some people want to spend more. Some people want to save more. Well, for your conversations, Doug, what do people... take the temperature. Are they spending? Are they saving? Or majority of people you talk with, I'm just curious.
It's a combination. A lot of people might have that one thing. We want to buy that vacation piece of land and put a cabin on there. Or, right. We got plans. We're gonna get a boat and put it down in the water, and that's going to be a lot of our entertainment. Or we want to travel a lot. And that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have to spend a lot. But others just want to relax and not go to work and just live life and not have the stress of, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 and so forth. So we see everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just talking off air just a few moments ago about travel and such like that, how it can be quite expensive. And sometimes you just can't get what you want to get. And you've got to step back and say, okay, this does not make any sense for me to spend this amount of money, whether it be travel or whatever like that. So common sense is good. And I highly doubt that you have to sit down with somebody and have the father-son talk kind of a thing. Son, it's time to stop spending money. but by virtue of the fact that you can converse with these people, does the light bulb go on and go, you know what? I'm thinking not very much in reality here. I got to figure out how to do this right. Is that what happens?
I think everybody that I talk to at some point has gotten to the point where it's like, okay, now I need to get really serious about putting money away because, we can see the end of the tunnel the end of the tunnel we know is there.
Right.
So that happens with everybody. I've always had a philosophy personally with my income and my money, I want to enjoy some and also enjoy putting some aside, whether it's whatever percentage for each. Our bills are what our bills are, and you can make those go up or down. But yeah, I'm talking about the entertainment dollars and doing stuff with it. Early in my career, 150 years ago, I remember having clients that had so much money and apparently never enjoyed any of it. never went anywhere, never did anything, still working because they just were afraid they weren't going to have enough.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of shaped me early on. It's like, no, I want to have some fun along the way,
sure,
of course, but part of having, for me, having fun along the way is knowing that I'm putting away too.
Yeah.
So if that makes sense to any listener out there,
yeah.
In other words, I arrived at the decision personally that, you know, I'm not going to enjoy having fun if I'm worried about the future.
Yeah.
So I try to take care of them both at the same time because, but, you know, living life, you got to live life. You can't just live for retirement and not do anything.
No.
Everybody wants to do something once in a while or spend some money that they don't have to.
Yeah.
But putting away money at the same time, just to me personally, that just makes it all, you know, good.
Very smart deal. No Taylor Swift tickets then for you, right?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't even know any of her songs, but
you know what?
Maybe I should.
No, that's okay. It's okay. it's a relevant statement, but not for you and me. It's a good thing. I like that. It's true that salaries have also gone up, but again, it's not how much money you make. It's how much money you save. What you do with your money. I think it's important. A good example, and we've talked about this before, my uncle, Uncle Nate. Great example of being frugal. He and my aunt lived a good life. They lived a really, really good life. They're both gone now. I think at TRW, he was making like $5 an hour, which is with the money back in the 50s and the 60s. But they drove Cadillacs, owned a nice home. They lived in a great neighborhood. They took vacations. They never seemed to be at a loss for the good things in life. They had a good life. When they passed away, their net worth was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. So they must have done something along the way to do something right.
Sure.
Hopefully nothing illegal. Keep in mind, my uncle was the breadwinner of the family. He made a whopping, as I said, $5 an hour. So again, it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you save.
That's
so you in these conversations with folks, how do you go about kind of turning the corner and saying, listen, you know, you're having a good time and you're having a good life, but now let's start thinking about what's ahead. How do you go about that?
Oh, I think most people come in or, you know, when I'm talking on the phone or by Zoom, I think most people already have that understanding. That's why they're contacting me. It's like, hey, do I have enough or am I on the right track? Am I heading in the direction that I think I'm heading and so forth? I think most people come to that conclusion at whatever point, and they get with someone like me, and they say, hey, I want a second opinion. I want a, you know, a road check, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's everybody's situation is different, but it's a combination of planning for the future, planning for today, enjoying both. If that makes sense.
It very much makes sense as well. 855-317-2346 for your free dollars and cents. A retirement book. You've worked hard all your life. It is time to take and reap the benefits of all of that hard work and take that into your retirement. And it starts with a telephone call, 855-317-2346. And then you request the book and you get the book. You can also go to dollarsandcentsradio.com today or any day and find out more about Doug and about what Dollars and Cents Radio is all about as well.
And by the way, Ray, I don't know if we've ever mentioned this, but Dollars and Cents, it's not C-E-N-T-S, it's S-E-N-S-E.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah. Just in case there's that person out there going, I can't find it.
You know, thank you for that.
Am I spelling cents wrong?
You know? Yeah, that's absolutely, I hadn't thought about that. Thank you for bringing that up. Dollars and Cents, S-E-N-S-E. Which makes sense, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Not C-E-N-T-S, S-E-N-S-E. We're confusing people? No, we're not. We're doing a good job. 855-317-2346. Do I get easily confused? Absolutely. Is your money safe? Is your money safe? We talk about the markets and how playing the markets, you know, can lead to some incredible wins and some disastrous losses. Seen that happen, been there, done that, got the T-shirt. That might be fine if you're a decade or more outside of retirement. Nothing wrong with that. That's good. You're playing, having fun. But let's talk about why it's not a great idea when the time comes to set the stage for retirement. Let's talk about that transition.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, we harp on it a lot, but, you know, never going backwards is so important. You know, I think Warren Buffett, one of his famous sayings was first rule of investing, never lose money, you know, or something to that effect.
And I
go back to, if you look at a graph of the S&P 500 going way back to 2000, the dot-com bust, you know,
sure.
It was a 3-year down period. It had barely gotten back up to where it was. I'm talking about the S&P 500, your own portfolio,
sure,
in mix of securities and so forth, might have been better or worse than that. But it had just gotten back from 2000 to where, you know, in 2008 to where it was in 2000. And then we had another, you know, close to 45% drop in the market, and took another, you know, handful of years to get back to where you were. So that's just a whole lot of wasted time, a whole lot of, you know, a dozen years with a whole lot of up and a whole lot of down, and as a result, a whole lot of sideways.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, it didn't seem that bad because they were continuing to contribute to their 401k, which, you know, continued to bolster their account balance. But if you just had something sitting by itself in 2000, mm-hmm, you know, it was a good dozen years before you were starting to see growth on that again. And so that's not true. Going backwards is huge. I mean, none of us have 12 years that we can waste.
No.
Or want to waste, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't want that to happen again, that's for sure, no doubt. But it will, but if you're not careful with your money. So the idea is to keep that money safe. Safe is a good word. Nobody knows what's around the corner, and we talk about this from time to time, especially with health. You don't know. And while medicine has given us some amazing opportunities for a cure, that cure or treatment comes with a cost. It can be very, very expensive to do that. And sometimes it's covered, sometimes it's not. So let's spend a moment on why it's so important when you're talking about your retirement to consider building kind of a financial safeguard as you move toward retirement. Talk about that.
Well, as relates to, you know, health matters that could come up in the future, I mean, most people are going to, you know, start to decline health-wise. That's just the human condition. But having a healthy retirement plan where you can handle that, you know, whether it's deductibles or whatnot. And, you know, I run into people all the time that want to be retired, could be retired. They're just waiting on 65 where they can get on Medicare because they're worried about going without or having mediocre individual insurance, you know, between whatever time they want to retire and 65. So, yeah, that's something that's on everybody's mind and should be. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a good, healthy retirement plan going and you've got the job till 65 or health insurance to last you till 65 to Medicare, you're on the right track.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And it's really so important. And even with Medicare and GAP and such like that, there is still potentially a tremendous cost. You look at the recent with the situation in Europe with, what is it, Philip's wife and such with cancer and such like that. So she's getting that taken care of now. But that's still, it's kind of scary. It really is an unknown. But, you know, you just got to plan for that unknown, I guess. It's no different, like you said before, with the roof or with the cars or with something. The stuff beyond the stuff you want to do, the stuff you got to do to take care of stuff.
Sure. It's good advice for anyone to plan like you're going to be here beyond age 100 because you never know. I mean, I've got relatives in my family. My grandmother lived to 107, you know, never sick a day in her life. But none of us are promised anything, but you have to plan. I mean, you don't want to think, you know, based on your family history that I'll probably live to 85 and then, you know, here we are at 95 and you've done spent all your money by 85. Certainly I couldn't last much longer than that. But we have to plan like it's going to be indefinite. So,
you know, and retirement ought to be something that you do indeed look forward to and not worry about it. You know, what if I live too long? What happens then? That's not good. My life will go downhill and it'll be horrible and all that kind of stuff. You don't want that to happen at retirement. You want something good to happen.
No, and you know, speaking of that, you know, one of the two avenues, the main avenues I talk about with fixed index annuities is the avenue that has the lifetime income rider.
Let's talk about that. Yeah, more to spend some time with that.
So, you know, we have what I call the growth side, what I have called the growth and income side. Growth and income side would be the growth with a lifetime income rider. And that's just a secondary calculation on whatever money you put in that's growing at a stated rate until you decide to turn on lifetime income, which would then be guaranteed for you, or if you choose joint income for you and your spouse, be guaranteed as long as one of you's, you know, still on this earth. And that's a good thing. And that's peace of mind. Just knowing that, hey, you know, as long as I'm alive, this money's going to be coming in. Yeah. We hope Social Security will still be coming in as promised. But that's one way to handle that. You know, how long am I going to live and will I have enough money?
Right. And by the way, if you are listening to this podcast and you do connect with the great folks at Dollars and Cents Radio, make sure that you let them know that you contacted them. If you're listening here on the podcast or on the radio, or maybe a friend told you. That's an important consideration as we explore all forms of media, both terrestrial media and social media, the aspects of getting the word out about dollars and cents. So here's the deal. If you're listening to the podcast today and you call in and you talk to Doug, you say, I heard it on the podcast. Or if you were listening to the radio program, I heard it on the radio. Or you had a neighbor tell you, yeah, this guy is good. Give him a call. Be sure and remember where you are hearing information about Dollars and Cents Radio and then passing that information along to Dollars and Cents as you connect. We'd appreciate that. So there you go. The Dollars and Cents Radio podcast is new every Tuesday morning. No cost to subscribe, and delivery is always on time via your favorite podcast platform. Dollars and Cents Radio is heard on legendary radio stations across Texas. And we package the radio program so you can take it wherever you go and listen whenever you want. Get your free copy of the Dollars and Cents Retirement Book. It's a first step in designing a retirement that is exactly what you dreamed about. Call our toll-free number and get your copy right now, 855-317-2346. You can also find out more at dollarsandcentsradio.com. So until next week, enjoy your day and tell a friend about the Dollars and Cents Radio podcast. It's for you. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice. Investment advisory services offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Comments regarding guaranteed returns or income streams refer only to fixed insurance products offered, and unless specifically stated, do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products or services offered by AlphaStar.